This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, ready for a broadcast week in healing like no other place in media? It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are on, and as we've done in pretty much the calendar year 2020, the counter-programming to all of the fear porn and propaganda making you afraid or attempting to make you afraid of germs. It's John Rappaport from No More Fake News joining us, and I think, if I may say so, John, we make a good team. It's just, even if no one was listening, I would do this with you each week.
Fortunately, we don't have to worry about that because the audience is getting larger.
Yes, that's true. And you know, it's due to, I guess we could say, unfortunately, you know, due to things like seem to be tragic, like pandemics and deaths and things. But even those things are misleading. And I think part of what we're going to discuss today is what the COVID-19 pandemic really is. And there are a number of angles that we've only kind of hinted at a little bit. And I think with some of your recent articles and some of the articles I've covered on this show during the week, we got a whole different picture to paint.
Absolutely different picture. We can start off with an article that I posted this week at No More Fake News on nursing home deaths. So try to boil it down. I gave statistics from mainstream reports, like 81% of all coronavirus deaths, what they're calling that, in Canada, people in nursing homes. About half of the deaths in Europe, nursing homes. In the U.S., of the 43 states that are reporting, somewhere between, I think it was, 44 and 57% of deaths, nursing homes. So, obviously, we're talking about elderly people in all these cases who are already ill with very weak immune systems, years of health conditions, treated with toxic medical drugs, terrified by the fake diagnosis that they're given that they're COVID-19 patients. I mean, that must not be underestimated, the effect of that. And then on top of that, they're isolated and cut off from the outside world because of isolation, can't see friends or family, and they die. Also add into that indifferent, incompetent, sometimes even brutal treatment in these nursing homes. There are patient advocacy groups who, I've read their literature, who are basically saying, traditionally the best monitor on what's happening in nursing homes as far as the level of treatment is the friends and family. They come in, they look around, they see what's going on. They're the ones who keep everything on the up and up as much as possible as far as what's going on in these nursing homes. And now they can't go in. So this is horrendous. And if you subtracted all of these so-called COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes, which have nothing to do with the virus, but if you subtracted all those numbers from the reported death numbers of COVID-19, the whole operation would be exposed completely. People would see that this is, at best, even within the parameters of the medical cartel, not a pandemic whatsoever.
Well, I'm going to add to that mix this hour, John, with you, because perspectives that you'll have on this. We've been talking about one of the primary or leading causes of death in the Western world, and it's not counted into any of this other than it's acknowledged. It's not been disputed in the peer-reviewed medical literature, but it becomes very revealing as we, you know, pick apart what COVID is. And I think one of your articles from last week and end of last week, last Friday, was about the movie Soylent Green and what COVID-19 really is. What was the headline for that?
Soylent Green is people. COVID-19 is old people.
There you go. There you go. And your point about the nursing home abuse, it's rampant. I mean, this is something that's been reported in mainstream newspapers for years, where the personnel become very abusive of the patients. They're annoyed. They're underpaid. Who knows why? And the things that have put a stop to it is family members and friends and loved ones that could actually visit. And in an era where they've shut down any possibility for that, now that behavior, which was already present and validated, not a good thing, but existing, is now left unrelenting, if you will. There's nobody to stop it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a horrendous tragedy, and it's being used to promote this fake idea of a pandemic.
Yeah, so if we look at 50% in Europe, old people, certain ones, 70%, 80%, we begin to say, all right, is this a virus, for instance, to begin with? Because we've disputed that, because the tests are not validating the presence of a new novel virus, even if they say they've isolated a sequence that they're saying they can identify via PCR. But, you know, since the era of AIDS and phony HIV tests, we've said and acknowledged you don't actually need an actual virus boogeyman pathogen. You only need the belief in it, and that everything that extends from that belief.
Yeah, and the main thing that extends from it is fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's promoted wall to wall on the media. That's the whole idea of this. As one video maker called Amazing Polly has documented, in the pre-planning for this operation, COVID-19, one of the key points that was made, and she played a video clip, flood the messaging. It has to be quick, and it has to be hard. It has to be wall to wall before anything else can happen. Any counter opinion can be offered. The whole thing has to be sewn up, and they're off and running. And that's exactly what happened.
And then the fear, of course, leads to what? Leads to a willingness to subject yourself to horrific treatment, isolation, lockdowns, gagging yourself with masks, social distancing, looking at your fellow man, woman, and child as vectors for disease and decay and dying and infection. I mean, a complete reversal of humanity. You know, that would still have some semblance of, you know what, love, respect, uplift, engage, be affectionate. I mean, complete alteration of the behavior of humans based on this fear of the germ, which, again, you've done so many articles about it. We've been talking about that for years. And I still, as we talk about it, I'm stunned by how impressed I am with their agenda, not because I like it, but because of its ruthless efficiency and their ability to manifest the transformation of the behavior of so many people on planet Earth.
Yeah, that's perfectly stated, Robert. They've inverted every kind of human behavior that's natural to people.
Mm.
And again, your listeners have to realize this is no accident. This is not just, well, we have to do this. No, that's the whole idea. Because as we've discussed here several times, this so-called pandemic is being used as the gateway into the new normal, the new world order, the brave new world, the technocracy, in which these values, human values, will continue to be inverted and made even worse. And so this is the preparing ground, so to speak, for that. It's not just some spontaneous decision about containment or anything of the sort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. This is a psychological operation, also shortened to be a PSYOP. And if you want to know who's behind it, you find out again who benefits, who profits. And there are many layers to that. You know, when you ask that question, it's not just one thing. A lot of people like to simplify and say, oh, it's just one guy doing all of this. It's like, no, there's a lot of cooperation amongst certain, let's say, whether it be economic imperatives or maybe a Bill Gates level population reduction scheme. All of these are in play and valid. But there's also a lot of people underneath all of that that are completely ignorant of what's happening, and they're just compartmentalized in terms of when people say, well, how is this possible to be that? Whatever they want to say that is, that they say it's too unbelievable.
Yeah, they just don't understand how these operations are built, because at every layer there are people who are benefiting in their own ways. Increased profits or status is improved, promotion, job promotion, pharmaceutical profits, etc., media ratings. And of course, the overwhelming majority of people are suffering because of it, but in the equation of power, they don't count. They're not factored in because it's considered that they can be controlled, so why give them a piece of the action? Except, of course, for government handouts. But you can bet that at the level these handouts exist, there are many so-called small businesses which reach the end of the line on government bailout and support.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're done completely.
Yeah, and of course, if you're terminating old people that are all on various forms of Social Security, maybe that's one of their plans to salvage and extend this ruse at end of life, because it's so far beyond bankrupt at this point. Again, there are a lot of layers, folks. That's just one small aspect of it, and they can all be true, have elements of truth to them as well. So we'll continue this discussion with John Rappaport, and I'm going to bring up some of the stats that are stunning relative to this pandemic to say it is not, it cannot be defined as a pandemic. I'll explain why after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including all the stories we're talking about and the great articles from John Rappaport at nomorefakenews.com. As I said, I'm going to get some stats to you this hour. Don't go anywhere. Keep sticking with us. That will be stunning and shocking to you if you understand numbers, and you don't have to be a mathematician to figure it out, that blow the doors off of the claim that this is a pandemic. I'm telling you, just be with me. It's in the notes, but check it out. John, also, the who benefits, the money. You know, that's a big thing. Follow the money. There's a lot to learn from that, too.
Yes. Here's another level that we didn't get a chance to get into the first segment, and that is most, or I would say all, of the people in these nursing homes who are in long-term care, there are government or private insurers involved. Okay, so they're on the hook for gigantic amounts of money, payouts, over the long term. But when these people died premature deaths, as we described in the nursing homes, suddenly all those payouts are over. They're done. So if you were to add up all of these insurance policies of all the people in the nursing homes and the premature termination of those policies, you would see a staggering amount of money that is being saved, so to speak, not paid out by the insurers.
Right. And that's on top of what I mentioned about whether it be Social Security benefits, Medicare, Medicaid, all of these government programs that are really non-functional at this point and just held on by illusion, as they continue to paper the planet with Federal Reserve notes, and the urgency with which they needed to terminate even the payments that they're making to hold, or the illusion, if you will, of solvency on a little bit longer.
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. And so, again, that's another benefit, and that is why when people say, no, this couldn't be a, quote, conspiracy because too many people would have to be involved. No, not true. It just has to benefit certain players in the right positions and places so that they are only concerned with their own role, so to speak, in this. They're not looking at the big picture. They don't have to look at the big picture. All they have to do is to say, well, we are benefiting, so this is okay with us, and they play along.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And so other sectors of the economy that are benefiting is the mainstream news media, which has lost a lot of viewership and listenership. At the same time, people are kind of brought back in with what we call fear porn, this draw that's like it's an adrenaline junkie of like what is happening, who's dying. You know, even you tie that into the lockdown and the post-lockdown riots. All of these things bring people back into that. In an era, and we've talked about this, and you've written extensively about the psychological operation that involved the anchor, you know, the star anchor of the news, going back to Walter Cronkite, Edward Murrow, and then the B team, C team. We then don't have the same level of gravitas when they're delivering the news, and this kind of bypasses that.
Yes, you can have, it doesn't matter who's delivering the news when you have a story like this. When COVID, for example, is wall-to-wall 24 hours a day, then anybody can be delivering that news and people are going to be glued to it because they are directly affected by it. You're looking at a planet that is directly affected by this single story. So those people who have television sets, they're going to be glued to it. And that means media ratings are up fantastically, which means that advertising rates go up and media gets well and they are okay and they just continue to parrot the official word and censor everything else. And you have a universal consensus on what the meaning of this, quote, pandemic is, which is, of course, quite incredible when you stop and think about it, but that's the way these elite media operations work. They all agree on the most important things unanimously.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the bulk of the advertising coming in through the 24-hour news networks is still pharmaceutical industry-type products, medical products, so all the editorializing is to fulfill the sponsor needs, so to speak. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. We're going to be right back with more Powerful Healing. John Rappaport and I talking about things that you won't hear pretty much anywhere else, even in the new media, in this way. Go to robertscottbell.com and links through to nomorefakenews.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has denied he's been briefed on reported U.S. intelligence that a Russian military unit offered bounties secretly to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. The New York Times reported American intelligence officials concluded months ago that Russian officials offered the rewards for successful attacks on American service members at a time when the U.S. and the Taliban were holding talks to end the 18-year war. The White House and National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe issued statements denying that Trump or Vice President Pence have been briefed on any such intelligence. and a Taliban spokesman said the militants strongly reject that allegation. Trump, in a morning tweet, said, "No one briefed or told me, or Vice President Mike Pence, or Chief of Staff Mark Meadows about the so-called attacks on our troops in Afghanistan by Russians." This is USA Radio News. Mississippi is on the verge of changing its state flag to erase a Confederate battle emblem that's broadly condemned as racist. The flag's supporters resisted efforts to change it for decades, but rapid developments in recent weeks have changed dynamics on the issue in a tradition-bound state. Many local politicians have said people will get to vote on a flag design in another statewide election. The new design without the Confederate symbol will be put on the ballot November 3rd, but there will be only one choice. If majority voting that day accepts the new design, it will become the new state flag. The campaigns for former Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump released diversity statistics that show less than half of their senior teams are made up of people of color. The Biden campaign disclosed that 35% of its full-time staff, and the Trump campaign followed, announcing that 26% of its senior staff are people. The Trump campaign said that women comprise 56% of its senior staff, and the Biden campaign said theirs is comprised of 53%. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Last week, I covered stories that are just stunning in what they would mean if people would actually run the numbers and try to make sense out of them. But they tend not to be covered in the way the mainstream media wants to keep you frightened. And one of those stories came from the United Kingdom, and they call it the early pandemic paradox. Fewer deaths in the first 4 months of 2020 compared to the previous 5 years. Now, let me explain. They did all-cause mortality analysis of numbers in the United Kingdom from December 2019 to March 2020. Supposedly the height to the peak of what was happening, this new coronavirus novel thing, pandemic going wild. And they compared those same 4 months of that year to the previous year, 2019, 2018, 2017, 16, and 2015. And in each of those years, there were more deaths, overall all-cause mortality deaths in the United Kingdom, than the 4 months from December 2019 to March 2020. Now, just to give a little explanation here, if you have a true pandemic year, what you would expect is that there is an overall rise, a spike in overall all-cause mortality, because what you have is a normal year, and then you add into the deaths that you wouldn't expect due to a novel new cause. that's transmitted around the world or wherever, in this case, the United Kingdom, which is a big part of the COVID controversy where it's manifested. So that didn't happen. Now, we add that to the Irish paradox, which I covered a couple of weeks back, where they checked out the last couple of years. And in 2018, they had more deaths, all-cause mortality in Ireland than the year 2020. That shouldn't happen. Ireland has been hit by this just like everybody, apparently. And then we go into the Children's Health Defense and their article about infant mortality, childhood mortality. And rather than being a positive spike in terms of more numbers of dead children, it's a negative or inverse proportion. There's a 30% drop in SIDS death, apparently. All-cause mortality in children, infants, first year of life. And we begin to ask questions of how is this possible? For one, in a pandemic year, there would be an increase in overall deaths, not a drop. And the only thing that can explain this is something that John Rappaport has been repeatedly bringing into our attention year after year after year, and that goes to iatrogenic deaths and the Barbara Starfield report, supposedly, that it's called. And maybe you can explain how this could make sense.
Those are staggering figures, Robert. So if you were to cut out the childhood wellness visits to the doctor, the vaccinations, any childhood visits or many to hospital where there is toxic treatment, toxic use of drugs and so on and so forth, then you would say, well, if these treatments can lead to death and these treatments by the numbers have drastically been reduced in children, very young children.
Yes.
During these months, then we would expect to see the number of infants dying go down, 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 and they have indeed gone down, down, down. So that lends certain, certainly credence to the argument that we're looking at medically caused death here as a normal state of affairs from year to year to year in infants that has been interrupted this year because of the lockdowns, because of people not going to the doctor, because of fear of going to the hospital. There you have it.
You went right at it, my friend, as I knew you would. And then if we go to all-cause mortality in the adult years, a similar circumstance must be considered. Now, you know, I can hear some skeptics, John, saying, well, you know, the reason why fewer infants are dying is because they're washing their hands more, right? or they're wearing masks, right? I mean, you know, the stretch, the reach that they would have to go to. So we go to adults and we look at, okay, as I said, in a pandemic year, you would expect whatever is a normal year on average to be a greater number because you're adding death to it. But apparently, it's a lower number. And so maybe you could still argue that there's something unique happening, but it's not enough to counteract the reduction in deaths because guess what? Not only kids stopped going to doctors and hospitals, but the average adult also was, you know, encouraged to not tax the system. Don't go to hospitals unless you're a COVID case or a suspected COVID case. So all visits to doctors and hospitals were down across the board. And then we go, okay, could this be the result of lower iatrogenic interactions? In other words, iatrogenic causes. Nosocomial infections in hospitals are down, like MRSA. Medical mistakes are down because there's fewer procedures happening where those mistakes kill you. And even just regular doctor visits outside of hospital settings have gone down, as we see with kids and adults. And we see, my gosh, a precipitous decline in overall mortality. What was the peer-reviewed published literature about the strike? Doctors went on strike in Israel. Was it the 1970s? Hospitals shut down. Mortality rates for the entire country of Israel dropped precipitously. And then when they ended their strike and hospitals went back to work, mortality rose to previously normal levels, which is normal, which is not normal because it's an artificial construct.
I was just thinking about that while you were leading up to it. Absolutely. So it's quite likely that what we're talking about in the UK and Ireland is the same thing, which is the lowering of medically caused death, which means all-cause mortality is down. But, as you also said, whatever the reason, you can't square the idea of a real pandemic with a lower all-cause mortality rate. That just doesn't make any sense. you would see a definite spike if it really were a pandemic, and you don't. And I also have to say that, generally speaking, all data gathering and statistics have serious problems. But if you wanted to pick out one way of doing it that was the most reliable way, you would go with mortality statistics. Mm-hmm. Because there, at least, you have records, you have witnesses, of course, you have death certificates, you have all that sort of thing to rely on. Whereas in, say, diagnoses of case numbers or labeling people with different diseases, et cetera, that's a complete crapshoot. But here, this is the most reliable way to do this kind of data hunting. And what you've shown is that in the UK and in Ireland, and in the case of infants, mortality figures are down, down, down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, the significance of that in a reversing fashion is to say that what if you could argue, and I'm not giving the argument up, but if you could argue that there is a genuine pandemic, it pales in comparison to the annual rate of iatrogenic death, because it can't even compete with the amount that has been reduced because people aren't going into those places and spaces where iatrogenic death can happen.
Right, I agree. Absolutely. And that's been borne out by the numbers, by these studies.
Mm-hmm.
The Starfield report, which you mentioned, and I've mentioned on the show with you maybe 50 times.
Yes.
July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, Barbara Starfield, Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Medical system kills in America 225,000 people a year, maims millions more. So the death figure there would be 2.25 million Americans killed by the medical system per decade. And in an interview with me in 2009, Dr. Starfield said that her estimate at that point in the year 2000 was a conservative estimate, and other studies since then have pegged the numbers higher. So that's the kind of general ballpark we're talking about here in terms of deaths. So I don't know what the official number, for example, of coronavirus deaths is in America at the moment, because I've given up on all of these meaningless case numbers. But whatever it is, I'm pretty sure that it's not really in the ballpark of a conservative estimate of 225,000
right.
deaths per year at the hands of the medical system.
I was going to ask you, John, about what's considered a really bad flu year, right? If the CDC tries to keep stats, we know that the stats have been debunked by folks that we've featured on this show and covered what they've done, including Peter Doshi. Like 36,000 was the annual rate they used to bandy about. Now we know that's not an actual number. And then they say in a bad year it could be 60, 70,000, right? Again, even if we dispute the numbers, but let's take them at their face value. It's dwarfed in comparison to the annual rate of iatrogenic deaths. If a conservative number of 225,000 a year. If they claim there were 100,000 COVID deaths right now, again, we would dispute that because the tests themselves are faulty. You've shut down the economy for something that happens triple the rate, quadruple the rate every year without much fanfare. It's because it's accepted. It's the price of business. And it's just, again, it's a shocking dose of reality to see how unreal our mainstream media news organizations are. Because if we are willing to shut down the world economy for what they're calling COVID and yet ignore the very real and present every year annual danger and death acknowledged in the peer-reviewed medical literature, you know, what are we dealing with?
Exactly. And so in whatever this has been since we began here, 20, 30 minutes, we destroyed the whole myth.
Right.
So you would think that of all the mainstream news outlets major in the world, some reporter would have figured this out and exposed it, either in print or on the air, on radio, on television, whatever. Right? I mean, come on. It's not that hard to figure out once you're willing to go below the surface. So just to show you how controlled the media are, this analysis that Robert and I have done in the last half hour here is nowhere to be found in any major media outlet. Zero. No connecting of dots. No analysis of meaning. What does all this add up to? No going back in time to look at Starfield Report and other citations like it that I've published over the years. None of that counts, you see. And it's not that the media reporters are necessarily that stupid, although,
well,
I must say many of them are, but they're so controlled,
yes,
that they don't bother to think of these possibilities, because if they did, they would know they couldn't publish.
They would lose
their
job.
So why bother to think?
They are paid to not cover certain things more than they are paid to cover certain things. We'll be right back to wrap it up with John Rappaport here on The Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Scott Belcher. As if you needed more, we've got more. John Rappaport here. We kick off our broadcast week right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Continue on 5 days a week in addition to this. So that's 6 days a week at robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. So many outlets that carry this. We appreciate everybody being here. And please share the show. We don't have great public relations. In fact, we have none except for you all. So thanks for supporting us and coming on over to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts and nomorefakenewsaswell.com to get plugged in and stay plugged in. So, John, you know, dismantling this thing, I don't mean it's child's play, but honestly, we can walk sixth graders through this with basic understandings of math and numbers, and they'll get what apparently the mainstream media refuses to report on.
Yeah, we were talking off the air. And you said something very important. Major media reporters are paid certainly as much not to report on certain stories as they are to do stories that they write or that they broadcast. And that is the truth. I mean, that is part of the deal, which really, when you think about it, is a kind of a bribe. It's an unspoken agreement. We're paying you, yes, to report certain stories, but we're also paying you to stay away from other stories. And the omissions, as it turns out, are far more important than anything you will publish in your life. Now, think about that. If you knew that as a reporter going in, or after, say, a couple of years on the job and you realized what it was all about, you would realize the context and the essence of your deal with your employer. And if you happen to be one of those people who started out with idealism and the idea of, you know, exposing the truth as a journalist, and you came to see what was really going on, how could you live with yourself? And the answer is you couldn't. You would either quit or you would make certain adjustments in your attitude and thinking and values that would allow you to forget who you had been and to pursue a career at the expense of your own integrity.
And that's what heavy medication is for.
And booze.
Yes, exactly. You know, depression is answered with the liquid whatever. But, you know, the people of integrity, and we've encountered them over the years, have left often. Unceremoniously, they've been kicked out and then figured out, hey, do I quit? Do I do something else? Cheryl Atkinson comes to mind. We're seeing some other folks being willing to speak out. Michelle Malkin on certain issues. Candace Owens. You know, my friend Jeffrey Jackson. We've seen the rise of Dell Bigtree and the Highwire. New media sources that are not compromised by payments of omission, in a sense. And your statement is so profound there that omission is like
far more important. In other words, what you don't report on is far more important than anything you actually report on. And that money you're being paid for in mainstream circles is to not cover issues more than it is to cover anything.
It's astounding when you stop and think about it.
Yeah.
And so that's why you don't see or hear in the press what Robert and I have covered in the last hour. Because we just exploded the whole thing. If you just go back and listen to it again, if you haven't figured it out by now, the numbers do not lie. They do if you want to make them lie, but when you look at the numbers in the right way, they tell a story that's in complete contradiction to the official position that this is a real pandemic, when it's nothing of the sort.
Yeah, and to the credit, you were mentioning off the air as well, you occasionally, maybe even weekly now, host an hour of Alex Jones' program, and they've let you run with this. And that's astounding, because this is the thing that breaks it all apart, the illusion. I don't know how many people are watching or listening, but at the same time, those who are, they're here as well, begin to walk through life differently because they see things differently. They see, like, They Live, a John Carpenter movie. They see exactly who's who, you know?
You bet. No question about it. InfoWars has spread this information far and wide, and not just from me, from David Knight, from Alex himself. So it's getting out there. It's definitely getting out there to a much wider audience than we could have imagined before this all began. And that's one of the great pieces of good news in all of this.
Beautiful. Well, let's end on that good news as we kick off our broadcast week. John Rappaport, my friend, always appreciate you being here with me. It's been awesome. And today we've maybe culminated it. We won't have to mention COVID anymore. Wouldn't that be
great? I wish.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish.
All right, y'all, remember this. God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.